This is Robert.
Hey, Robert. Just giving you a call back. This is John with Local Splash. How are you?
Good. Yeah, no, I thought about it, and I just wanted to take the shot if it was still available.
Oh, you know, you best believe if I'm calling you, I'll take care of you, my man. How you been, though? Seriously.
I'm good. Just staying busy, but yeah, it'd be a good time to at least get an idea of what kind of business I'll bring in with Google, just because my wife's giving birth, and I'm going to be taking 2 months off at the city, and I'll be able to focus on my business for 2 months. And then in February, I'm going full-time with my business, so I feel like it'd be a good time to go ahead and take you up on your offer.
Sounds like a plan, man. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Is it the first, or how many you have?
This is the second and last for a girl.
Oh, my gosh. You're in trouble,
no,
man.
No more. Even my dog's a girl.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, my God. All right, well, hey, at least you've been through it. You got a daughter as a female. You got a daughter already, so you're all set, man. I only have one, so
yeah.
I don't know how you do, you know.
you get smothered because they're all girls, so they, my wife had, I met her when she already had a daughter, then I have a daughter, and now we're having a daughter, so it's going to be three girls and then the dog, so...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, lots of girl power there.
I was going to say. Hey, you got this, though. No worries. I was just talking to a close friend of mine about saying, hey, listen, you know, we enjoy the fact that we get these challenges, I'm going to say, or these things, the obstacles in life that just makes us step up to the plate even more, you know, so we're grateful for it. So
right.
Amazing, man. Yes, sir. All right, Robert, as I was talking with you, actually, I was just double-checking the area, make sure it's still available, and we're all set, so I'm glad. I did have people call out in the air for other stuff, though, no lie, so just to make sure I hold it off. But let me make sure here. So, Robert, now, on this, everything we talked about and discussed before previously, we have everything for $249 month-to-month. Do you remember that conversation of the pricing and all that?
I do.
Perfect. So as I promised, man, I'll make sure I keep to my promises. I don't ever change up on that. Okay, that's just who I am in general. So we'll make sure to keep it that way for you. Robert,
okay.
Am I spelling it correctly? I'm usually horrible at spelling, so don't laugh too hard. But Robert.
For Robert?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Robert. For all Robert.
All right, just making sure, because I have some friends that spell it differently. Everyone's got a different spelling here, so.
yeah, no worries.
Now, is it the same email that I had on file from before, the tundra11.4x4
@gmail.com? For right now, and then in the future,
okay.
I'm going to be making it my company name email just to make it more professional. That's just been my email since childhood. I haven't had any kind of time to change, so, but pretty soon I'll get time and then I'm going to change it.
All right, cool. Honestly, man, highly suggest to do that. You know, I'm an honest guy, so it is the coolest email, don't get me wrong, but yeah, definitely for business, man. All
right,
right. Now, is it the business name still, the last name, Peralta Stump Removal?
Yes.
Okay. And then, remember, Google's going to send a postcard in the mail to you within the first 5 to 7 business days. What is the best address they can send that to?
8080 West Rickert, RICHERT, Clovis, California.
Right. Okay. Make sure. Cool. I got cool. And that's the 93612?
Yes.
All right, cool. Am I spelling that? I got 80 West Wickard, WICHERT.
No. Not W. RICHERT.
Ah, gotcha. Got it. Avenue, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Gotcha. All right, so thank God, because that's important. If we don't get that postcard and you respond to it, get you verified, it prolongs literally everything. Okay.
Oh, okay.
If there's two things I'm going to tell you right now that could prolong anything. One is that verification. They send that PIN card to you, I'm going to send you an email today as well, too, though, just to make sure to expedite things quicker for you, get that process going. But the second thing that can prolong stuff is not talking with our technician. Okay, so what I'm going to do is set up a technician call. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow?
You close it by 3, though, right?
No, we close by 4.
Okay, well, in that case, then, if they can call me at, I'm going to say they can give me a call about 2 o'clock. An hour, it's hard to say if I'll have, you know what, hold on a second, 2:15:03. Let's go and aim for, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock it is. That's actually even better for us. All right.
Okay.
So, if for any reason it goes too long or anything, just let them know. Just say, hey, guys, I just have a time crunch right now. We're scheduled to finish this up tomorrow. And just set the time with them at that time, okay? So I'm going to lock this in for you. I'm going to send you and our technician team the same exact email. So that way, you've got to hit yes on your side to show them that you're committed, and they're going to hit yes on their side to show you the same, okay? So give me 2 seconds here. All right, sending it right now. Let me know you got it. Wow. It should come from my email, jseo@localsplash.com.
Okay. Okay, I got it. I just put, I know the sender, or? Oh, wait, hold on a second. Oh, okay. Sender, okay, and how do you want me to respond?
Instead of typing to respond, just hit the yes on that side, and it should come right through to me and to them.
Loading, I guess.
Get that spinny dot.
Wait a minute. This is weird.
Oh, there it goes. Yep, I got it. You're all set.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, don't press anything further. Yeah, I was going to say, some people, when they don't have, I don't know, hard to explain, but some people see different things down there. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I've never seen that before. Okay, now I understand what you did. Okay.
Yeah, it just adds to the calendar for you.
Is there a way that I can pay you real quick? Because I'm kind of in the middle of a job, or you're going to need more of my time.
I got you, partner. I got you. Okay, so I can speed that up for you. For the billing on here, before we process payment, I got to do a voice verification to keep you protected, man. So as long as we can do that and do the payment from there, then we're all set. Is that okay with you?
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right, cool. All right, so this part, just answer as clearly as possible. I'm going to put the pricing and everything in there just to make sure you're protected for the life of you being with us. All right, so if you have questions for me, stop me in my tracks. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Peralta Stump Removal.
Awesome. And please state your name and title within the business.
Robert Peralta, sole owner.
Perfect. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to hit pause for just a second. We're going to set up a security question and answer for us and for you. That way, we're keeping everything very confidential. I don't want you to fall for any of that stuff out there, okay? It's very important.
Sure.
Yeah, well, I'll continue here. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure you know that. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on June 6th in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, Your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 6th of every month in the same amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Okay, so that's the end of that recording here. Next part is a security question I want to set up for you, okay? Because I don't want to mess around with that. So far as you have 3 choices, you can pick up any answer. Just please don't forget it. I don't want you locked out of your own account, okay? All right,
yeah.
So we got mother's maiden name, city you were born in,
yeah,
or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
All right, perfect. And what would that answer be?
Meldoza.
And how do you spell that? Meldoza? M-E-L-D?
M-E-L-G-O-Z-A.
All right, it's unique. I love it. Okay, so that will never change. Anytime we call in, you'll know it's us because we'll ask that security question for you, okay? And, of course,
okay.
You'll obviously remember that. On the card that we're using today, Robert, is it just Robert, last person, last name, or is there a middle initial with that?
It's weird. It is my middle initial. I didn't ask for that, but, yeah, it's my business card, but it's Robert Andrew Peralta.
Andrew Peralta. Perfect. Okay. And then I'm assuming it's the same billing address, right? The 80 West Richard Avenue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And as far as your payment method, Master, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
All right. Now, I'm not going to repeat the numbers out loud. Remember for the card number when you are.
Okay. It is 4427-4270. 7524-3446.
Awesome. And the expiration date?
0428.
Perfect. And there should be a security code as well, right?
Yes, 563.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process this payment, I like to refresh the account, make sure it's in for the life of you being with us, not having any mishaps or anything like that in the future. So I'll give you 2 seconds here. All right, we're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for just $249. Once this goes through, I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. And I just want to make sure you see that, so that way everything we promise and stuff is in there for you, though, okay? That keeps my promises, man. I don't want to forget that.
Gotcha.
It just went through. Let me know once you receive either or. That way I can walk you through to see that, though, okay?
Okay.
Any minute now, though.
yeah, I don't see anything yet.
Wait. All right. Well, I just want to be on the phone with you so you could, if you had questions or concerns or anything like that. So that's what I like to do.
Yeah. We're gonna find out later when I just want business for my name to pop up at first, like in the Clovis area.
Yeah, so you're going to be popping up regardless of the customers knowing your business name for all the services you provide. So tomorrow,
they're
going to go over a lot of this stuff with you. And just make sure to have pictures and things like that handy so that we can get verified quicker. Okay, you're going to get an email I'm sending to you. Oh, you got the text?
I got the invoice or on my email. I didn't get a text message, but yeah.
Okay, in that one that says initial invoice, pop that one open for me.
Is it please click here to accept the security and terms?
Yes, click that for me.
Okay.
In there, it's going to show you everything as a breakdown. Now just remember, I don't know if you remember speaking with me about this. I didn't forget my promise on this either. So even if you don't use Facebook target marketing ads, the pricing doesn't change. So I added it with it because it's still the same price. Okay. So you get more bang for your buck. Once you notice that everything we discussed previously is all in there, at the bottom, there's a checkbox you have to click, and then you're going to sign your name just like how it shows on the card, and you should be set for tomorrow, okay?
Okay. I certify. Okay, right there.
Yeah. It catches everybody, don't worry.
Oh, there it is. Okay, and then just sign.
You got it. Uh-huh. It should take you to, like, a login. Do you see anything like that?
Not yet. It's just asking me to type my name out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, okay. Not letting me sign, just letting me type my name. Is that it?
Well, once you type your name, it should show something, like to click.
Okay, now,
to
confirm. Now it's asking me username and password.
Perfect. That's all you need to do from there. Okay. I sent you another email for pictures, things like that, for Google verification to expedite that whole process for you. You could do that later tonight. But I have everything all here. Tomorrow, when you talk to our technician, they're going to call from an 877 number. Please don't forget that number. It's the one you called in to me, just without the extension. And they're going to go over and develop that with you so you can see where your customers are calling from, all that good stuff. That's going to be your bread and butter right there, okay?
Okay.
Yep. And you can even update your website from there, all right, partner? But, hey, congratulations. Welcome to the family. And congratulations on the new extension of your family. It's pretty amazing news.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I do have a question for you. I think we talked about this last time, but so on Facebook, is it just Facebook or different social media pages where my name pops up, or how does that work for that part?
Just for Facebook, yes. So it's target marketing for Facebook. So if you don't have a Facebook business page, we'll develop one for you. But all you need is the only thing that's a requirement for that is having at least a Facebook personal page so that you can see things for yourself, because we don't talk to your customers whatsoever. So if they reach out to you through Facebook, then it falls in your court from there, okay?
So I have to create a Facebook account?
A personal account if you don't have one. If not, they'll help you out with it tomorrow. It's okay. I know you're in a time crunch, but we develop a business one for you. And way this works is, if customers are in the area and they type in on Google, Voice Alexa, and Google, you know, for services you provide, or even on these directories, and they don't call you, and they go on their Facebook after that, your ads begin to appear on their feed. So it's pretty wild stuff, actually. Yeah.
Now I'm not real big on trying to join Facebook as far as a personal account. Is there a way that I can just make one up for, like, say, my dog or something like that, and then be able to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. I'm not big on Facebook either. I'm not gonna lie.
I get a lot of people that hit me up for favors from people I went to school with, because then they find out I do trees.
Oh my god.
And then on top of that, just past old girlfriends and stuff like that. And I got my wife who would get pissed off. So I don't have Facebook. I have an Instagram, but I don't have a Facebook.
That's hilarious.
But
no worries.
Anyway, I got to get going. Is everything cool though?
I just need two things from you, if that's all right, real quick. Your hours of operations that you want to be found on Google, like 24/7, Monday through Friday.
Just put 24/7.
Okay, and then you want to use all 50 miles out, right? At least for the package on there.
Hold on just a second. Hey, how you doing? Here you go. Yep.
Thank you, Robert.
Thanks, buddy. Okay. By the way, truck. Okay, thank you. 50 miles, that's the bare minimum, right?
That is the max of this package. Yeah, you don't have to use all 50 miles, but, I mean, I just want to make sure I give these guys a heads up, because I'm sending them this stuff today.
I'd probably say, because 50 miles is a little ways out, actually, I'd probably say 25, because 25 at least is Fresno Clovis still, right?
I was gonna say, how about I'll play it safe, keep it at 30, and if you need it further out, you can do it if it's part of your inclusion. So never hesitate to ask. Okay, and you can always make it less.
And that's 30 miles from my zip code, or
from the location you gave us. Yes.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that works. Just 30.
Okay, perfect, man. So I think that's pretty much all the things I really needed to be on here, to be honest. Tomorrow, they'll ask you to go over a few things just to make sure everything's set. But congratulations, man. Don't forget, tomorrow's an important phone call, all right?
I will answer.
All right, sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, sir. Bye-bye.